Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. Pet nutrition is the key, folks. I say it all the time because it's the truth. Everything we want for our pets begins with pet nutrition. I've reached out again to my very good friend. You all know him. You've heard him on the show many times. You'll hear him many more times as well because he's just got so many great pieces of information. And, you know, we as pet parents, we want to learn it. We need to hear it a few times. And I got in some great questions recently. So I reached out to him and said, hey, Daryl, can you come back on? I get this one question quite often, so I'm going to start with it. And Daryl, first off, welcome back to the show. Really appreciate having you.
Thank you.
Hey,
thank you, Robert.
Let's talk about this question came in repeatedly. What is the best way for a pet owner to decide what to feed their pet?
Great question. I think the best way of doing that is to break it down into four segments. You want to get the best form. You want to make sure there's balance, potency of nutrition or nutrients, and make sure it's the freshest food that you can serve. Those are the four ways to go ahead and look at food.
So,
or select food by.
You know, how do you feel about when people are looking at the differences between these? How, as an average pet owner, how am I going to make that choice?
The form is what way it's made. So you have to determine, is kibble best for you? Is a canned food best for you? Is it a whole food or raw food? The balance would be based off of the nutrient need of your animal. The potency would be the different form that your ingredient comes in to make sure that it's most bioavailable as possible. And the freshness, obviously, is if you don't have a process, that's best. But the different processes will end up depleting nutrient value. So, you know, based off of those four, the average person should be able to gauge what is best for their animal.
Well, let me ask you, why do you feel the process used to make food is equally important as the ingredients or the formulation used to make it?
Yeah, very good question. Because it determines what ends up happening to your pet. If you're using a processed formulation or food that is baked and to make it meet the nutritional AAFCO, they have a minimum standard. And when you go ahead and bake it, most processes end up spraying vitamins on it just to meet that standard balance.
Right.
If you're going ahead and making it from whole food, you don't have to worry about that. So you can end up using less food to end up supporting all those genetic systems and making a healthy pet.
Well, and that's also going to impact the absorption of those nutrients, of the vitamin values, of the energy that they need from the food as well.
Absolutely.
Another common question that we get is, why isn't the veterinary industry addressing this issue since it is such a big impact? The nutrition has the impact on the health of our pets.
Yeah, I believe it's time. You know, the schools aren't really teaching it unless if they decide they're going to major in veterinary nutrition, and very few vets do that. We're seeing a lot more holistic vets and integrative vets being able to, or having the wherewithal to spend a little extra time to study that, and they also use it in their practice, but the average vet doesn't, and they only end up taking maybe 2 to 4 different nutritional courses, and those nutritional courses are spread out through all the animals. So they're learning about cows, pigs, dogs, and cats. And they're just, they're being taught to look at what an illness is, what the sickness may be, and then determining what medicine will help heal the animal, not using nutrition as part of that process.
Yeah, and, you know, I kind of relate it back to the human world. Preventive medicine. Well, you know what? The right nutrition is preventative medicine for your pets. If
That's
you're
right.
using the right foods, you're getting the right ingredients, you're getting the right nutrients, the right vitamins, all in the proper way. I mean, every pet we have has a different digestive tract, a different digestive system that absorbs things at a different level. So important to know. It really is preventative medicine for your pets. Good nutrition. Daryl won't say it, but I will for him because I know I use it. If you want to find out specifics or you want to run something past him, get in touch with him through petnutritionsystems.com. Again, petnutritionsystems.com. Daryl, thanks for taking the time. Appreciate you answering these questions.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with more Pet World Insider after these messages.
Pet Chats is a greet and treat video phone that lets you be with your pet from anywhere. When you're at work or on vacation, or just feel like checking in, you can connect with your pet from your phone, tablet, or PC. Hear and see each other while apart. Reward them with snacks and sniffs they love. Record and share fun videos. Play even when away. Never miss a moment with Pet Chats. Pre-order yours today at PetChats.com. That's PetChats with a Z.com.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
SlimDoggy.com is a place to go to read about all things related to canine fitness, nutrition, and health. Be sure to download the SlimDoggy app in the App Store as well. With information on over 2,000 dog foods, it tells you how many calories your dog is burning and how much you should feed them to keep them healthy. Visit SlimDoggy.com for more information. Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.